This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The U.S. Senate Wednesday put its finishing touches on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Senator Chuck Grassley, chair of the Finance Committee and Senate President pro tempore, sent the agreement, the final step before the agreement heads to, signed the agreement rather, which is the final step before the agreement heads to the White House. President Trump was previously expected to sign the agreement sometime this week. The ceremony yesterday signals the end is close after nearly a three-year process of renegotiating the agreement, then further negotiations to gain U.S. congressional approval. President Trump, in January of 2017, announced his intention to renegotiate NAFTA. The trade talks started in May of that year. A trade deal was reached in September of 2018 between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Senator Deb Fischer, a Republican from Nebraska who attended the ceremony yesterday, says she is proud that this critical trade agreement has finally come across the finish line. President Trump told the American Farm Bureau Federation Sunday that USMCA and the agreement with China are just the beginning, and his administration seeks more trade agreements in the future. Canada will be considering the passage of the USMCA next week. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters this week that on Monday we will reduce a Ways and Means motion, and on Wednesday we will table legislation to ratify the deal. The comments were part of a press conference detailing the plans for Canada's parliament, which returns to work next week. Trudeau says we are going to make sure that we are going to move forward the right way, and that means ratifying this new NAFTA as quickly as possible, but responsibly in the House of Commons. Canada is the last of the three nations to take action on the agreement. Mexico has already ratified the agreement, and the U.S. has one final step, and that's President Trump's signature. The USMCA, or CUSMA, as known in Canada, is estimated to be worth an extra $2 billion annually in exports for U.S. farmers. In other ag news here on your Thursday, a lawmaker from Wisconsin says the likely bankruptcy of Frontier Communications highlights the challenges of rural broadband. Representative Ron Kine, a Democrat from Wisconsin's 3rd District, says complaints about Frontier led to the public meeting to find a better path forward.
So I convened a meeting to see what can be resolved here and how the people can get better service, better broadband connectivity in the area. Frontier basically announced then that they are going out of business. They can't be making these investments, so we have to be looking at a plan B. Fortunately, I've recently been appointed to a national task force on rural broadband expansion. So we've been having those type of meetings in Washington, trying to collaborate with states, trying to recognize models that have worked.
Through those conversations, Kine says they found funds available to expand rural broadband needed to be managed better.
And I just had a meeting recently with rural electric co-op members in Missouri that put together a very good program through the rural electrics to expand broadband connection with all of their members and throughout the countryside. The good news there is they told us they don't need additional money to make this. It's just that the money that's already in the system for rural broadband is being spent poorly and inefficiently, and we need to revamp that.
Kine says it is vital that rural communities receive quality broadband connection.
Rural communities can't afford to be bypassed in this global technology innovation economy, nor will the young people stay in rural communities if they don't have that connection. And that's why I think it's vital to the survival of rural America that we create a national rural broadband plan in order to get this done so we close any gap that still exists out there.
Kind says there are ongoing efforts to keep service to Frontier customers in his area as the company folds, and Frontier is also a major communications around here in Mid-Illinois. And we'll move on to Mid-Illinois and local ag news following these messages.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800. 498-5800.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Extra pounds aren't healthy, so slim down for the spring by counting calories and fat grams now. Eat balanced meals in moderation with plenty of farmer-owned Prairie Farms low-fat and non-fat dairy products, like non-fat cottage cheese and non-fat sour cream, as well as skim and 1% milk. Plan your snacks by including Prairie Farms low-fat yogurt. And for extra vitamin C while losing weight, remember 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
Are fuel prices costing you a fortune? Area Diesel Service can help with agricultural diesel solutions modules. Over 1,000 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower, and these performance modules aren't just for planting and harvest. There are modules for medium and heavy-duty trucks and your light-duty diesel pickups. For details, call 800-637-2658 or visit the new redesigned website today by logging on to areadiesel.com. That's areadiesel.com.
And we're back here on your Thursday afternoon ag show, and moving on into state ag news. Recent trade agreements across the nation and overseas have been lauded by Illinois farmers and manufacturers, and now there might be more deals coming. Republican Congressman Darren LaHood says he expects to see trade negotiations begin with a number of countries this year.
I anticipate with Brexit going on, we'll have a new trade agreement with England announced in the next 6 months here. I will have a new trade agreement announced with Brazil in the next 6 to 9 months here. I serve on the Ways and Means Committee, which has jurisdiction over these trade agreements. It's an area that I have been actively involved with and are going to continue to be.
LaHood says the framework from deals done with China, along with Mexico and Canada, will set the starting point for the future trade talks. Moving on into other state ag news, some state events going on starting the end of January and into February. The Illinois Wheat Association and the Illinois Soybean Association checkoff programs will join forces this year to co-sponsor the Illinois Double Crop Farmers Forum. The forum will be held next Thursday, the 30th, at the Doubletree Hilton in Mount Vernon. Registration will be from 7:30 to 8:30 that morning. The conference will be presented at 9, and the IWA's annual meeting will be held at 8:30. Speakers and topics this year will cover double crop management, marketing strategies, there'll be a wheat yield contest winners panel, and the risk management agency from the USDA will be there, amongst others. Conference agenda is online at illinoiswheat.org. The Illinois Pork Producers Association is once again hosting the Illinois Pork Expo at the Bank of Springfield Center in downtown Springfield. On Tuesday, February 4th, the expo will kick off with the annual meeting starting at 9. At this meeting, IPPA delegates will conduct business, present the Distinguished Service Awards, and Pam Jansen, current president of the IPPA, will give her retiring address. The trade show doors will open that day at 12 noon and remain open through the legislative reception. Leading into dinner at 5 will be the recognition of the 2020 IPPA Family of the Year, and then a delicious pork meal will be served with legislators and be able to visit with local pig farmers and allied industry folks that are exhibiting at the show. On Wednesday, the trade show will be open from 8 until noon, and the U of I Extension will be hosting a certified livestock manager training that will begin at 12:15 for those who need to renew their certification. Also coming up the first week of February will be the Midwest Truck and Trailer Show at the Peoria Civic Center. That will be held on the 6th, 7th, and 8th there in Peoria. If you need any tickets, we have them available here at the radio station, and they are free admission tickets, but they do help you get in more expeditiously. In other local news, the USDA Farm Service Agency in Montgomery County will be holding two meetings to discuss ARC and PLC. The first meeting will be held next Thursday, the 30th, at the other meeting on Tuesday, February 4th. They'll both be conducted at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau in Hillsboro, and you can RSVP by calling the FSA office in Hillsboro at 532-3361. And that'll wrap it up for this Thursday afternoon edition of the Farm Show. Reporting for this Thursday afternoon, January 23rd, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting, WSMI Ag News.